Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. As Hashem continue Pel Yoyt, so it's Aleph, Shir number 98, discussing Achdus, unity. We had mentioned yesterday after we turned off the recorder that of course the Shayush of the word Achdus is Echod, and that the Gematria the Gematria of Echod is 13. When a person is noyeg with achdus, with unity, he arouses the yud gimel midos arachmin. He arouses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. And that is the opposite of din, as we've been discussing. It's the opposite of din. Mercy, not din. Furthermore, we all want atzlacha. We all want success, whether it's in Parnasa, whether it's in Limra Torah, spiritual growth, whatever we're doing in life, from the mundane to the Kaddish. What are one of the secrets? Or maybe it's not a secret. The components that we have to implement into our lives in order to have Hatzlacha. And the Pel Yoyetz tells us over here, the Hatzlacha will come only if there's Achdus. Only if what we do is done with unity. V'chol chabura, in any group, shiroitzim lasois davar, that they want to do something and accomplish something together. V'shieloi kiyum v'hamoda, and it should be something that will last and exist. Tzarich, shiakulum ba'aguda achas. It has to be a situation that they're doing it ba'aguda achas, with one group. Va'oz kol rucha yisheba oilom ein mezizim oyisom imekoimam. If they're doing it ba'aguda achas as a unit, then all the winds of the world can come and will not be able to knock it down. Avlim ze oime bekoi, ze oime bekoi. V'chol echad roitza shediburo yeh lifnim v'loy lo'ocher. V'oymer di don notzach. But if you have different groups, as the Gemara in Yevamis on Daf Yedala tells us, that we're not allowed to have agudois agudois, different groups that are doing different things in the same area. That's in halacha discussion. Here we're saying, you will not be successful. Didon Natzach. Each one says, I'm going to win. My side is right. Sure, no one experienced anything like that ever, right? Hebnas magudois agudois v'nofik churba v'hilois itzlach. Says the Pel Yoyetz. You know what comes out from such an approach? Each person takes his position and he's not going to budge. Didon Natzach. We are right. We won. We're victorious. They won't be successful. Lois itzlach. Umeira el ra yoitzim. And went from one ra, from one evil to the next evil. Ubaim li de machlaikis. And then it comes to machlaikis, if they didn't already have machlaikis. Eish la hevis shal hevis ra isea muvaz acharea rois rabois rachmanu litzlan. The flame, the fire, gets ignited and gets bigger and bigger. Ukvar amru mashul aguda. Afilim he shall konim, like a bundle of reeds. Cause man shehem kishurim yachad. Afil gibur shibi gibayrim. Ene yachul lishbar ayisam. You have these soft reeds that you can bend them. You know, you walk down, you're walking down in the field and sometimes your foot knocks it down. You bundle them together. Even the strongest of the strong people won't be able to crack them. Because they're now so solid because they're an aguda. It's a beautiful marshal. Alokishem achas, achas, hem kalim liyishover. But when they're individual pieces, it's very easy to break. I want to share with you a maisa. Happened with me personally. Of a lesson that I believe applies to what we're discussing over here. Many years ago, we went to an IMAX theater. Right downtown over here. I forgot where they have them. Whatever it is.
Franklin Institute.
And they were showing, it's Cholam Moed Sukkos, Pesach, I don't know which one it was. And they were showing this whole documentary about fish and sharks. I personally like those things a lot. Obviously, I'm not the only one. The place was packed. And they showed something which had a tremendous impact. And I'd like to share this with you now. They showed minnows. You know what a minnow is? It's a small little fish. And they were showing how the minnows are swimming in there like a whirlwind. And they look like a massive beast. And they go so fast in circles like this. And that's how they travel. And then right next to the minnows, you see the predator of the ocean, the shark. And he's swimming right next to the minnows. And all he has to do is open his wide mouth, and they're gone. And he's not doing anything. And the way they explained it is that the shark is afraid of that massive beast of minnows. But really, they're little tiny fish compared to the massive shark. And then all of a sudden, you see something very frightening. It helps with the music when they play that music, right? And you see one or two minnows get out of line. You know how the teacher always said, don't step out of line? They stepped out of line. And the shark was just waiting. Obviously, he doesn't have that type of intellect to realize it's the same tiny little fish because they look like a massive unit. But when those two, three little minnows get out of line over there, boom, they're gone. Boom! The shark eats them up and they're gone. And I said, I wrote that here in my sefer. I said, Moshul Medagim Ketanim. I wanted to share this with you because it's the same thing by Klal Yisrael. We want to be successful in life. It has to be with achdus. It has to be with unity. That's how everything works. And if we step out of line, we put ourselves in danger of the predator to attack.